All right, we have gotten the word that it is time to go over for the live game. This is Sandpoint versus King Cove, or King Cove versus Sandpoint for fourth place over at the state tournament. Can't wait to see what happens. Carl, you are on, my friend.
Well, thank you, Austin. And, yeah, it's an exciting time for us, too, because we've watched both these teams. We've seen the potential of both championship-style teams could have been there with a couple of things going their way. And the other, their opponent, maybe not catching fire in both cases, but it's the D-Jacks and the Eagles.
There's a couple of familiar faces out there, huh?
Yeah.
Both these fellas, too. Yeah. What a fun way to close out the high school season, going against your conference foe, huh?
Well, we saw one yesterday with Teller and Shishmuth on the girls' side. It was like, my goodness, you know, old friends playing ball and on the stage here at the 1A state championship. This is the ball through the T-Jacks to start as senior Robert Christensen will set things up for him. He's got out there with him Levi Larson, and inside the shot from Ian Sampleton for two to get things started. Also T-Jacks, Gary Gold, the freshman, Connor Sanderson, and Levi Larson for King Cove. Now here's the big guy for Sandpoint inside, Evan Wilson. Wilson joined out there by his teammates Colton Mack, Joseph Ortega, the freshman down there, Carl Smith, and also Ryder Gunderson. So our lineup's set, and here they go. Once again, King Cove T-Jacks with a chance to force the lead, but no, Colton Mack comes away with the basketball as it's tipped in there by Ryder. And they'll try to tie it right here. 2-0 our score early in this one, just getting started as Colton with it on the right side, working against Ian Samuelson, and the ball slips away there, but getting it was Ortega, and ahead is Christensen throwing a long ball down there to Gary Gold. He gets the two-pointer.
There you go. Look at the boys. That's how you get it happening.
quick timeout on the floor here for Sandpoint as King Cove jumps out with the, you know, it's just a play there by, well, let me see, it was Ortega that tried to save that pass, and he kind of threw it a little weakly there. And King Cove counting on it, that senior leadership. We saw it yesterday, Robert Christensen, you know, making those kind of big plays, never out of the ballgame. Remember the game yesterday for King Cove? They were just, no team wanted to take over that game. And Christensen had the
right
little
there, yeah,
spot there in the first half where they did. And they moved out to a six-point lead. And it was Titus for Minto did it for them right near the end of the half. And they went in at halftime in the lead. So here Christensen says, hey, guys, we're ready to go right from the start, right? And so a 4-0 lead off that miscue by Sandpoint. And for Sandpoint, they said, hey, we can't have miscues. This is King Cove.
Yeah.
And oh, no, Ryder shot. Pretty deep there by Colt Mack. But Ryder Gunderson shot in and out. And Mack gets a foul there, reach in, trying to just knock the ball
back court there. Yeah, he was saw the miss. The inbound was, not the inbound, but the shot right there. Trying to outlet it and put a hand right across the arm. So quick.
Oh, yes. And the referees on that one, they're right there. If they're on the spot, see that. He's going to get a goal, tries a three-pointer, and Connor Samuelson from behind almost fouls Mack, but he's so shifty that I think he got away before he could get the reach in out of there. And here he is. The foul on Wilson with the moving screen down there on the left side of the key. Mack wanted to drive, and Colton, with his
And the interesting defensive setup here is they go box and one. Colton Mack's going to shadow Ian Sanderson the whole game here.
Here's Sanderson trying the three-pointer. Shot misses there. Colt gets a tap out by Ryder Gunderson and Smith. Now here comes Mack right side. He's got Ortega up high to Wilson. He'll try the three straight away there. This one off the mark. Wilson hit two big ones yesterday, the distance and the mental. As the shot here missing, or not missing, here, tipped out of bounds. We're getting the substitution in. Yeah, so Graydon will check in. Severian checked in for Gary Gold. And that's the three freshmen, Gold, Duarte, and Severian. See, pretty good playing time here for King Cove, so that's pretty neat to see. Three of us starting five for next year, in a sense. Here's the shot by Severian. Misses it, but he chases in his own rebound. Ian Smith battled for it. He comes away with the mouth of Samuelson. And Ian drains the three-pointer as Mack had dropped down inside to help out perhaps with the rebound on the other shot. So now a 7-0 lead to start the game here for the T-Jacks. This pass by Wilson inside off the hands of Gunderson. And checking in for Sandpoint will be Abraham Bravo.
You see some of the boys out there, Mac included, just stretching it still. Definitely got to loosen up a little more here for Sandpoint. It's King Cove with that early edge. We talk about who's better prepared coming into these games, and the starts have been the difference in so many of them.
And right now, it's King Cove as Bruce Severian going around a little screen there on the baseline and easily puts it in off the glass for two. So Mack now for Sandpoint, trying to get things rolling for him. They're down 9-0 here as we approach the four-minute mark of this first period. Comes over to Wilson on the far right wing. Wilson looking for Ortega. Ortega slips the pass into Bravo, but Bravo still on the floor, battling for it, held ball. And Abraham had it knocked out of his hands by Samuelson, but now Connor gets called for the hold. And there's the media timeout. So, you know, we'll take one, too. Sandpoint, a little sleepy here to start. King Cove all over them, 9-0 after 3:52 to go here in the first quarter. Back in 60 seconds on KSDP.
Ooh, man, quite a matchup already. King Cove coming out of the gate roaring. Up by, I think they said 9. That's quite a start right now for King Cove. Sandpoint still waking up. Get a couple cups of coffee in them, and we'll see what happens. But we'll find out. This is going to be a tense game. Sandpoint, of course, no slouch when it comes to playing against King Cove. We'll find out how they respond after this timeout. We'll be back in just a couple seconds. But first, let's just say thank you to one of our sponsors. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn. Located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily, reservations and more information, 866-258-7999, or online, copperwhale.com.
King Cove does know the play, and Hamilton steals it, takes it the other way for two. It's an 11-0 lead now. As Sandpoint had the timeout, set up an inbounds play, but stolen away on the inbounds pass because King Cove knows the play that well. How many times did they play each other?
Wow. This is the 10th time.
No kidding, and they're, what, 5-5?
Yeah.
Or 5-4?
Wow. Well, actually, King Cove with the edge here. In the matchup this season, 10 points, you've got to fight.
Okay, yeah. Here's a missed shot from the outside as Wilson trying again from the outside. They're giving him opportunities out there. They just haven't gone down. And here is Gold across to Duarte in there now. And Duarte misses in close. But good defense by Sandpoint. That's why. Here's Ortega with it. Hands back up time to Carl Smith. And now in hand, Colton Mack. Mack goes to Bravo right side as Wilson will take it up top. Ortega with the pass to Bravo on the left wing there. And eighth shot is off the mark as Christensen comes back the other way. The three try by Samuelson there, and Ortega gets the long rebound. Ortega still got it. Dorothy says, I won't foul you if you don't
run over.
Yeah. And this one in and out for Mack on the three-point try.
A quick 30-second timeout here. And, man, 11-0 start here.
Yeah.
Nothing falling for.
No.
10 points.
Yeah, they've had a couple of looks and a couple of in-and-out shots. And yet, so familiar. King Cove is when we look at the length and the size of the teams, you know, you say, well, King Cove has the advantage there, and they seem to be taking advantage of that, too, as Sandpoint not really covering the basketball that well on the shots, too, getting a second shot. Well, Wilson's had the shots, but a couple, and I think three or so, and they've been from the outside, so he'd generally be underneath on the other shots. Bravo's been given a couple of looks there, too. And on one, they tied him up. On the other one, it just came up short. So Connor Mack, Colton Mack hasn't even taken one. He had the one three-pointer that rimmed in and out. That's been it. Now, here is Ian with another shot there. There's Wilson blocking out for the defensive board over the back. No call, but Severian did touch it last as his long arms reaching over Wilson's back to try to tip it to himself, and it went out instead. Now, the length here of this team is, for King Cove right now, pretty good. Here's the shot out there in the corner. Webster comes in, and he is a good shooter. Through the floor goes back with Samilton. Ian rolls away from it and gets it ahead. The goal, takes it to the hoop for two.
That was just a nice speed and a very active motion there for Gold. It had to elevate, swooping in for that one.
He did, too. That looked like instead of the Eagle swooping, the D-Jack swooping. Here's the long ball there from Ortega. That misses. A good look from Joseph, but doesn't go down. Christensen, hard pass. Hard target for Connor Samuelson.
Wow. And for Christensen, that was a no-look. Fake to the right and just whip the pass inside.
Like a baseball.
All King Cove.
Yeah. I mean, that was a baseball pitch right to Connor. He does the catch and puts it up and in for a 15-0 lead now. And Colton comes out to get the pass from Webster. Spacing there now. Here's Smith back to Webster. Webster hits a three. And finally, one drops for them as a 15-3 score. Boy, Webster's got the follow-through, doesn't he?
Well, he came in as the shooter. Got the look right away in the corner. Coach Newman over here says, watch it. The flurry continues.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that though you bring Webster in as a shooter, but just a freshman, too, and then you know, who is he going to guard out there? How, you know, what are the matchups? And I think that's part of the issue there, too, as Samuelson gets the last two. Now, here's the pass by Sandpoint trying to go down on the wing, stolen away there by Severian, and he gets it off to Gold. Not in time for a shot at the end of the first period. Believe it or not, King Cove, T-Jack, walking away here early, 17-3. They lead.
Oh, they're running. Now watch.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be back in 60 seconds with second quarter action. Man.
Wow, what a first quarter. King Cove just off to a giant lead right now to begin things. But let's go ahead and throw on a quick little word about membership, something very important. So thank you so much for tuning in. You're on KSTP right now. I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Telalaska, the City of King Cove, the Schumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737.
And here's second quarter action. Starts with Sandpoint with the basketball. Coach Toby Sargent trying to get his guys rallied here. What do they need to do to try to get back in this ball game down 17-3 here. Here's a steal, tip pass, and right in the hands of Ian Samuelson, pulls up in the lane. Colton Mack with a great defensive position there. And then he gets the rebound in traffic. So Mack with the stop on that play, and that, they need that. They need more stops, certainly. But they also need some points. Webster comes back to Ortega. There's definitely more of a control crowd here than a standpoint crowd.
Yeah, got about doubled up, I think.
Or tripled. There's a shot from Ortega, and that's good. That's the way to start it. Ortega hits the three. So that'll cut it to 11 right there, 17-6 as Ortega knocks one down for Sandpoint. And Colton Mack, you know, you can tell how they watch him. He hasn't even tried to drive there against his crew. They've played him too many times. So not getting loose for any Curry stuff that way, but he will get his opportunities, and he will move that basketball to shooters. Here's Gold, rises up at the free throw line, misses shot, gets his own rebound, and puts it up and in. So the two-pointer to Gold has Evan Wilson there, but Gold, a good leaper, and he just elevated right after the miss, got his own shot, and in the corner, here's Webster, found by Mack. Webster gets another three. So now a 19-9 score. As the D-Jack bring it back the other way. Inside, Varian trying to find Connor Samuelson in. Fine, and he does. The foul is going to be on, I think that's on Levi Larson. It is, yeah. So not many fouls in the game. One on in the first quarter on Samuelson Connor, and only two on the Eagles there in the first quarter. Now the second one for the T-Jacks. Here is Webster again. This is on the shot. Mack tries to rush in there for the rebound. Back the other way. Ian Samuelson will spin one up. Doesn't get it. Rebound comes off. And there's Webster with it.
Yeah, Webster came down in a crowd.
Boy, did he.
It wasn't just T-Jacks, though. He had two of his players around him. No. And he somehow out-leaped everybody.
We just timed it right,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Everybody was sort of...
But I think there were eight guys in the key.
Yeah. It looked like they were lining up for a team picture. As Webster, though, as a ninth grader, pulls it down, and he protected the ball, too, because there was a lot of hands going for it.
And some of them his own team, too.
Yeah. Man, that was a great job by the young fellow. And again, you look at these young kids. I mean, he's just a ninth grader. They send him in for the designated shoot. You know, hey, shoot that ball when you're open. You're a ninth grader.
Yeah.
Well, pretty talented one. And Ortega is a sophomore, and I've really liked him throughout the tournament here, too. Here's Mack's shot. Boy, talk about rattling around almost good. Is that going to be on Evan?
Yeah, he got him for a little bump down low, and that's one that wasn't there.
No, you don't. Yeah. Those aren't ones to call because...
Not in this game, too.
And Wilson, the flow's perfect. Wilson's a big guy. He's going to be bumping people a little bit, but they're bumping him, too. It's just you don't notice when they bump him. You notice when he bumps others. So here's Christensen. And Christensen's kind of a similar body there, too. As the pass comes out, Webster quick to outlet, too.
He was more worried about Ian Samuelson as Ortega missed the layup.
Yep, and Ortega... Well, he had Samuelson right there in his peripheral as here's Wilson getting this rebound. Tries not to touch anybody.
Yeah.
And Colton Mack will bring it up. A 19-9 quarter, 4:18 to go in his first half. So
nice little 7-2 run here by Sandpoint to try to, force that.
They've got back in it, and the momentum not right there. There's Ortega with a three. So Joseph now cuts it to a 7-point lead, 19-12. And he can, he's just a solid ball player all the way around, too. And Ortega comes up on Christensen as Robert way out there now to Connor Samuelson. Missed the shot there over the back is Gold. And Gold. Over the back on Wilson. Wilson took the rebound down while Gold was on his back.
Yeah, and
at the
Wilson, he didn't even really realize it.
Yeah. Was somebody on my back?
I think something's touching me. Is there a bug around here?
Yeah. You know, I really appreciate the big men there because they do take a lot of punishment, it seems like, and it doesn't get, we saw that with the Nenilchik kid. There's a hack on the arm by Gold on the shot. Ortega will go to the line for three free throws, not just two. And Gold with the foul, not a smart one. As Coach Randall going to talk it over, not only with him, but everybody. So Gold with his second, I believe, third. And a timeout on the floor. The King Cove T-Jacks are going to go timeout here and talk things over because now a 19-13 score and there's still two more free throws to go for Joseph Ortega.
Nice swing of things here. And, you know, we've been watching the Sandpoint team and here at the state tournament, you see so many different teams. You get tired of playing against the same folks in your region there, and we see that all the time. A lot of folks looking forward to see new faces, get new opportunities, and it's been a great stage for Colton Mack.
Oh, yeah.
As he exploded out of the gate for 32 points. He led the team in scoring essentially through each of these games. Today, he shot twice, and he's 0 for 2. Do you think the boys at King Cove know his what to watch out for? Yeah, they definitely do that. And on the other side, same kind of thing going for initially there with Ian Sanderson. He's just playing much more efficient than what we've seen.
He knows he's comfortable. And for the T-Jacks, they see, oh, okay, yeah, we got this guy's good. Well, I know how to play them. It's Ortega. It's the second one and the third. So as good as a three-pointer, Ortega from the line, 3 for 3. The sophomore pulls him within 4. And here comes Severian into the lane, kick out to Samuelson. He gets a screen out there. But Mack kind of hangs around, and Christensen will have it. Yeah, Robert just, okay, now here's what we're going to do. No, like that. Now this is the play we're going to run. And he quarterbacks it. There is Dorsey. Tries a three-pointer out there. The rebound by Webster. Webster to Colton Mack, and a chance for Sandpoint to cut it to two or less. And here is a try by Webster as Smith goes after the offensive board. And Colton Mack comes up with it. Now Smith gets it back in the corner.
This is a freshman out there as well. And the youngsters for Sandpoint have pulled the boys within one. 19-18.
And Wolf Jackson joins them out there as Jackson that made that happen too by saving the offensive rebound. And here's the shot they're missing for Christensen, but putting it back in was Severian. So Graydon gets the two-pointer on the putback. He said Wolf Jackson on that last play made it possible for the head shot for Smith even to get the offensive board. Here's Jackson down low, and he blocked that foul by Robert Christensen.
Yeah, this is starting to look a little more like the matchup we've seen all of February. Look at a quick look at the regular season standings here and what these boards were able to do. They had three games decided by 6 or less in their last 4 meetings.
Well, you know, and what's so amazing about this, it was 17-2.
Yeah.
Sandpoint
exactly.
Says, okay,
that's your
17.
Yeah.
Here's ours. And this is, we didn't realize the runs were going to be so extreme. We thought, just like we had the girls game earlier, you know, 1-point lead, 3-point lead at the most. But here, Sandpoint down by such a bundle. I mean, they didn't even score till it was 15-0. And then now here they are at 21-18. The free throws by Jackson, neither one dropped for Wolf. So the three-point lead for King Cove, 1:49 on the clock, as Ian Samuelson finds Christensen out there on the left wing. And a travel call on Severian as Webster blocked him off, but Webster's only like 5'7 or so. Well, there isn't a 5'10 actually.
Oh,
Severian.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Severian's like 6'1, I think, and they left him at, well, 6'2.
There we go.
And Here's the shot by Ortega on the wing, not there. Colt Macho gets the offensive board. He goes out and hides behind his screen from Webster and able to shoot a three.
And it's like, oh, wow, the rim. There it is. I saw it.
21-20, 118 on the clock here in the first half as these boys getting heated up as Connor Samuelson has it poked away by Ortega. Back comes Webster the other way. Webster tries to scoop one up. Out of bounds, it'll be Sandpoint basketball. Webster worried about the defense of Ian Samuelson, and rightly so, but kind of threw up more of a shot. I hope this goes in rather than he probably could have taken a shot, but I don't think he wanted the punishment of, you know, well, if I put it up this way, I'm sure he's going to make sure I don't make it. So Webster's got to, he's got to be able to just go ahead, take the shot you normally take. They'll foul you if they're going to. And here's a foul on Christensen on the drive. Fun to see young fellas out there, too. I mean, these are some seniors and some big bodies and stuff, and those are the decisions you make. I remember you, Charles, at Yakky Cat. Remember we're getting 6'7" Sky Indica at about 2:30 on one side of the sandwich?
We don't need to talk about those ones. Yeah.
Yeah. You were in the middle going after a loose ball, and I thought, that's my son. He's going to die.
Like, you go, son.
Yeah. You got the ball. Got the couple of stitches, too. As
the
shot down
low. On the chin.
You still got it. Down low, the ball goes out of bounds, and it is off of Camp Point. As that was Wolf Jackson trying to save it on the baseline. And it'll be Christensen to inbound. Comes into Severian. Boy, the length of this T-Jack team, you got to like it with these freshmen. Severian, Duarte, and Gold. As this pass nearly stolen away. Oh, trying to save it was Ortega, and he throws it right into the hands of Severia. Down low, Duarte gets the 2-pointer.
Duarte, one of those athletic kids that you just can't beat when it comes to his size. At the buzzer.
Mack trying to hit one at the buzzer. Tough shot, but what a first half. One team controls the first period. The other team controls the second period. That means it'll be the third period for King Cove and the fourth period for Sandpoint. We'll
see. We should add a couple just in case.
If it's going to be this entertaining, we'll stay here the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Austin, we're going to send it back to you. A 23-20 ball game. Fantastic job by both squads. This is great basketball. We'll be back here with our halftime stats in about 2 minutes. How's that?
Roger, sounds great. Thank you so much, guys. What a great game so far. Can't wait to see how it ends. All right, so that is going to be the first half. 3 points separating the two. I believe they are about 2 minutes out. They are 2 minutes out, but I think King Cove leads by just a hair. So let's go ahead and play a little bit from our sponsors, and we will go ahead and be back in a flash. Hey, you are tuned in right now to 830 AM KSTP in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, King Cove, Alaska. You hear on the radio us talk all the time about people who make these programs possible, and those are our corporate underwriters. But really, this isn't about corporate underwriters. KSTP and the services we provide are about the listeners. You, the people in our communities who tune in to hear the programs that you need. Fish reports, news, weather, basketball programming, entertainment and music, all sorts of things that come only through KSTP in our region. We need you to support and be a member of KSTP. If you haven't been a member before, it's really easy. For a donation of any amount, you can come down to our station and become a member. It really makes things happen around here, and it really shows the support to the world outside that KSTP has here in the Aleutian East Borough. So please do not wait. Become a member of KSTP. We really need your support right now in the time of fiscal budget cuts that we are in. Membership has never been more important. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great day. I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI. Tell Alaska, The City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
And back to action, or not back to action, back to
not
halftime.
Yeah.
Back to talking about the action here at the half. It's a 23-20 score in favor of King Cove. A 17-3 first period lead for King Cove. Sandpoint turns it around. They've turned the tables almost completely. 23-20 here at the half. They had a 17-6 second period run.
Yeah, so you start 17-3, and then you go 17-6, so... If we do some quick numbers, what's that going to go? It's going to be 17-9 and then it's going to be 17-12 Sandpoint.
I don't know how that'll work out, but I know what's working for Sandpoint, and that's the three-point shooting. What's working for King Cove is getting that ball inside, as their three-point shooting isn't working. So look at the field goal disparity here. When you just look at field goals, only six field goals for Sandpoint, 11 for King Cove. But the six field goals for Sandpoint, five of those three-pointers, and they're shooting 55% from behind the arc. Who are the culprits doing that? Well, it's Joseph Ortega and Anthony Webster. They are 4 for 5, the two of them. Carl Smith, 1 for 1. Wow. Amazing, amazing shooting for two ninth graders and a 10th graders on the 1A state championship stage here in this third place game.
Yeah, just think how familiar these kids are already this season.
Yeah.
And then for so many young players, how familiar they're going to get.
Yeah. So the Sandpoint boys relying on the three, but it's working as they have 9 points for Ortega. And his, the other three-pointer that he didn't get, he got fouled on and shot 3 for 3
right.
from the line. I forgot about that one for Joseph. But
he played big and got 5 rebounds as well to lead Sandpoint in the paint there.
Yep. He's doing an excellent job. He's a great all-around player there. So for the Sandpoint boys, so then his 9 points leads it with 6, Anthony Webster, 5 for Carl Smith. And... Matt. I thought Matt had
He had the 1-3 for sure, right?
Yeah. Well, I actually don't have it on here.
I don't have him scoring on the official book here.
Okay, well...
Here, I'll take a quick peek at that one.
Yeah, because then possibly Anthony... Anthony only had one. Webster only had one. Yeah, and I was keeping track there, too, and mine added up. Anthony had... Just one, not 2 of 3. He was 1 of 3. And anyway, we'll go to the official book probably on our stats. But we got our official stats, and they seem correct there. Colton Mack did make one. So here's on the King Cove side. How about their young players, too, as Graydon Severian with 6 points leading the way along with Ian Samuelson. Samuelson early had 9, didn't score in the second period, but Severian coming in there, getting a bucket in the first period and 2 in the second. 4 points for Gary Gold, Connor Samuelson with 2, and Robert Christensen with 2 for the King Cove T-Jacks. Well, we're about 4 minutes away from second half action. You're going to listen to some great sponsors of 1A State Championship Basketball, KSDP coverage of the tournament. Returns in just under 4 minutes. It's 23 for King Cove, 20 for Sandpoint.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you in a couple minutes. All right, we're going back now for second half action. State championship. These two boys going for fourth place, Sandpoint and King Cove.
And here we go with the second half. King Cove with the basketball. And, the shot there good for Samuelson. And he hits a 3 to start the second half, 26-20. So, maybe this is going to be King Cove's period. I don't know. There's Ortega trying to slip a pass inside there, tipped out of bounds by
Sounds like you're a little out of breath. Are you running around there, Dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they don't have a lot of facilities around here for us. Oh, here's Wilson from behind. Samuelson comes around, tips it out of the hands of Ian.
Just got the best of him on that one.
Yeah. Ryder Gunderson back out there again, too, to start the second half. There's a foul going to be on Colton Mack, I believe. It is Mack, his second, then. So, the inbound play, or inbound play, they're taken away by Sandpoint. Here's Carl Smith with the three try. This one misses a rebound in there, fought for by Gunderson, but coming up with it was King Coben in the hands of Robert Christensen. Now to Severian in the lane. He scoops one up there. Ball tipped by Wilson. Severian comes up without. So the rebound stays for King Cove. Now Connor Samuelson from the left side misses. Severian, easy one, as Levi Larson had Smith blocked out. So just like a layup for Braden. And a 5-point run here to open the quarter for King Cove. 28-20. 6:14 on the clock here, third quarter. Colton Mack with it for Sandpoint. Not Ortega. And they'll keep the floor spread here, looking for a good look. And there's a good look for Ortega. This one sails wide off the rim there and out of bounds. Wilson gets a hand on it, but that's about all. As Christensen brings it up for the T-Jacks to Graydon Severian. Now he'll set up outside there. Christensen will reset the play. As Ian Samuelson cutting across, goes to Levi. Larson back to Ian. He's picked up there by Colton. Now in the corner, Graydon and Severian's shot is going to sail long. A held ball there as Colton Mack ties up Levi Larson on the offensive board. Levi had it. He was in the... not the inside position, but the ball oftentimes on a three-pointer is going to be a long rebound, so the outside position is better. Yeah, but Max saw it coming and got in there and tied him up. Now here's Ortega with it, back to Mack. Sandpoint looking for their first points here in the second half, and they get him right there. Ryder Gunderson from Mack, right on target with the pass, and Ryder puts in the two-pointer, his first in the game here, as here's Christensen into the lane.
Oh, how's a muscle shot in there. Powered that one in.
Robert, yeah, it's like he almost took that one all the way up and says, well, I got to be careful with this. The defender's right there, and drops it in over the rim. He didn't get up that high, but it sure felt like it with that shot. Here's Carl Smith with the long shot there, misses, and King Cove back the other way. Christensen fires that baseball pass to Samuelson. He misses it, but there's the putback with Levi Larson. Christensen, his second one like that. We're from half court.
Now a quick timeout on the floor to cut the Sandpoint.
Yep.
Well, geez, what a
32-22. They take a 9-2 run here to open the second half. And
Well, we were joking about the idea that King Cove's turn.
And it is.
And they're following through with it.
Yeah.
really quick, looking the last two times these teams played, February 27th, Sandpoint beat King Cove 60-51. And on the 26th, that was a Friday, they lost 64-61. So two tight finishes there. And, it is so tough to consistently play a team that you always face.
Absolutely.
And it could swing one way or the other so quickly, and it's all about hinging the momentum. But that is such a struggle. You come out to be stalemates usually, and that's what it looks like it's been.
Yeah.
And yet, both able to mount furious rallies here already.
You know, when we look at the 1A state championship game coming up today, too, that's a conference foe. Game two, and it'll be Nikolaevis and the Nelchik in the championship game. this one could easily be that game, too, in that sense, the way things are going. Right now, though, it's King Cove exerting their control on the tempo in the ball game. They lead by 10, 32-22. Ortega finds Mack now as Colton will reset. Samuelson follows up top. Gets it to Ortega on the right wing. Back it comes to Colton. As again, over the top, he throws to Gunnarsson. And off of Ryder's hands, out of bounds, as Levi Larson keeps him from trying to get it. There's media timeout. Hey, we'll take one, too. We're going to send it back to KSCP Studios in Sandpoint. And back here in 60 seconds for more 1A State Championship basketball.
And it's to the cast, third place once again. 51-39 over North Texas.
So you won it how much?
51-39.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and wasn't that last year the same thing?
They beat Angoon 71-61.
Yeah.
Settled for third back-to-back years. They lost to Seldovia by one last year.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that close. I forgot
close.
That. So now you lose to NL Chick and Offley officially.
Yeah, that's too bad. And out of the timeout, King Cove with the basketball. Here's Severian into the lane. He is fouled there. The foul coming on Wilson. So for Evan, he picks up his third. Not many fouls in the game either, but both teams know each other well. And it's been a well-officiated game, too, for that matter. Back comes Wolf Jackson to take Wilson's place inside. And for the T-Jacks, they get one from the line here for Severian. One more coming. This one misses. Connor Samuelson with the rebound. But Mack there to tap the outlet pass right back in the hands of Wolf Jackson.
I think Danielson was surprised he got that one. It just kind of squirted off and he timed the jump just right.
Oh, man. Ortega, deep three-pointer. But a needed bucket there for Sandpoint. And it makes it 33-25. 3.5 minutes to go. In this first half, short timeout for King Cove, as coach for King Cove there, Randall Newman, is like, sees a three-pointer and is like, oh, hang on. We were actually supposed to be not letting them shoot that or not letting them have any points here in this third period. But the 33-25 score, King Cove on top. And this is where things get a little different, though, in the second half. While he had those big runs in the first half, runs here need to be a little more carefully done, kind of like a chess game at this point. Yeah, you mentioned those, the two games, the last two games, February 26th and 27th, 60-51 and 64-61. King Cove turning the tables, or Sandpoint turning the tables on the 60-51 game after losing by three to win by nine. So, here they are at the state tournament. This is the rubber match. If you think of it that way, okay. Let's see. Dorky is not going to check in, not yet.
He was going to, and then he wasn't. Now he's coming back. All right. They're going to wait till the next dead ball.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's squared away. As Christensen fires a pass into Samuelson, falls away on the shot, and a rebound comes off the Wolves three into the hands of Mack. Across the key there, not a good look, as here's the shot there by Smith. Bounces around and in, so Carl Smith with the three-pointer straight away there. Makes it a five-point game, 33-28. And just under 3 minutes to go, here's Severian slips it into Levi. Back it goes to Samuelson. His shot rolls off the rim. Severian underneath. Gets the two-pointer. Braden with his second bucket here in the period, and he has 10 in the ball game. Colton Max with the basketball against Jamison. Comes over to Ortega, back out to Colton. 35-28, back in the lane. Can pour anything in there. Gets it back over to Joseph. Now on the baseline, here's the shot by Smith. This one misses as Wolf Jackson goes down. Trying to get the rebound there, and the long pass. By Christensen, I don't think Coach is real happy with that one. He likes the baseball passes for assists, but he doesn't like the long looping 95-footer on a 90-foot court. 35-28. There's Webster into the lane. Goes to Bravo. Abram Bravo checks in, too. As Jackson went down hard on that last play. Here's Ortega, tries the three, can't get it. Rebound by Samuelson. And he'll bring it up on the dribble. Kick over to Christensen, and he'll reset. Robert actually runs the point here quite a bit. Here's Severian, misses a shot, out of bounds, last touch by Smith. And I think Ortega got a piece of his shot. Ortega just in the area, saw it coming, and swung an arm up there because it failed to make it to the rim. So now for the T-Jack. Well, inbound again, Samuelson. Here's Duarte, who checked in.
Stepped right into that one, got it on the wing, and that's a big one. It's the lead pulled back to 10, 38-28.
Yeah, huge shot. Here is the shot by Ortega trying to match it, but this one had the range certainly zeroed in on it, but couldn't get it to drop. Colton Mack with the rebound in there with Bravo, as well as Mack will hustle down the left side, pulls up the little jumper in the lane, good. And it was Bravo kind of blocking for him there, allows Mack to get to the key for a pop and drop there straight away. Here's Christensen, do a good job of covering him up, and the outlet pass ahead to Ortega. He gets the two-pointer.
Great feed there from Max.
Yep.
As he recognized the fast break, and Ortega was behind the defense in an instant.
So here's Severian with it now, a 38-32 game inside the last 30 seconds of this third period as Sandpoint tightens it up.
Just when it gets to 10, it's back to 6.
Yeah. A real quick turnaround there. So the momentum swings can be significant here. Now Samuelson to Christensen. They count it down to 7. The King Cove fans counted for the boys, and this shot misses. Smith with the rebound. Goes ahead to Colton Mack. He'll have a half court shot. Not there. But that's the end of the third period, and Sandpoint closes the gap at the end of the quarter. 38 for King Cove, 32 for Sandpoint. Back for the fourth and final quarter of 1A State Championship Basketball right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m.
Whoa, this is just the way we've been seeing it the last couple of meetings by King Cove and Sandpoint, keeping it real tight. Down by 6, Sandpoint with a chance to come back here. We'll find out if they can keep that every other quarter pattern going. But here's a couple words really quick from our sponsors. Thank you so much. This is the final game of our basketball season. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a great 2016 season. Can't wait till next year already.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And back to action here, the fourth period, ready to roll. The T-Jacks with the six-point lead, but it's a 4-0 run to finish the quarter by Sandpoint that shifted the momentum. Now, after the break, what will happen to start this fourth? And for the T-Jacks, Robert Christensen keeping it in his hand. He pulls up in the lane as he got past the defense. Webster gets the ball there and throws it ahead to Ortega. And I don't think Jerry Gold saw that coming. He probably could have snuck in and got the steal as Carl Smith starts the quarter in fine fashion for Sandpoint. He hits the three. So Christensen bringing it up for King Cove. And it's picked up there by Levi Larson with the moving screen on Colton Mack trying to stay with Samuelson. And for
38-28, now a 7-0 run and point to just pull it right back into three.
Yeah, the
and look what they get to do.
Boys tie it here with the three. And that's what they've been shooting, that's for sure. And here's Wilson.
Wow. Called it. Evan Wilson, top of the key.
His
We're
first.
Tied it up.
And it's tied at 38. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Wilson comes off in the fourth period here, suffering for fouls, and there's a foul going to be on Mack. Coming across Levi Larson's arm. So Wilson, after going scoreless so far, he knew he was going to hit something. The big guy comes in. Three fouls on him, too, and now three on Mack. As here's Duarte into the lane. High arcing shot in the hoop. Oh, there it is. Ortega just kind of got a little bit stretched out there. Should have kept the dribble or put the ball on the floor at that point. But
if he even didn't travel, he was going to get stuck right at the mid-court line.
Yeah, they were ready to pounce and just kind of balleted that one, not able to pull it in. So the travel gives it back to King Coast. Here's Samuelson in the lane. The little one-hander won't drop. Rebound comes out. Chip two Gold. Gold hits the 2 points. Jerry Gold puts King Coast back on top. 40-38, 6:22 to go in the ballgame. As there's Mack with it to Webster out on the right side. Now he comes up top. Got Ortega there. Mack comes over as he tries to throw inside to Wilson. Thought there was an opening. Larson said, nope, I got it. And King goes with the basketball again to take a bigger lead from Christensen there. And Larson ties up Mack as he got the rebound. Mack small enough there that Larson able, and he just picked a rebound. Larson able to just get it with both hands right there in an awkward position for Mack.
He picked Mack off the floor, too.
Yeah, Mack couldn't pull the ball away because he was kind of right about at his head level. And I think he might elevate it all right with that. As here's Wilson tries the three-pointer. Larson was there, but Ortega. And in fact,
and
Christian.
Smart job there, yeah. Christian. He almost let it. He was cocked back and ready,
yeah.
But pulled back just in time there.
As here is Williams, or Samuelson with it to the high post, Larson. Now Duarte. Duarte's three, not this time. Webster with the rebound. Comes out to Mack as a 40-38 score, 5:18 on the clock. You know what's interesting? These kids could probably be playing in the 90s or they could be playing in the 20s and have this kind of game where you just go, this is entertaining basketball. We're at 40-38 with only 5 minutes left and what seems they could probably put up 70 or 80 points pretty easily. And here's a shot by Webster to put them on top. 41-40. Sandpoint takes the lead.
And the young fella runs back. The freshman, he kept that follow through all the way past midcourt.
And here's a pass inside. Samuelson trying to find Christensen. And Wilson comes up with the steal. Now here's Mack with it down the left side. Gets it to Ortega. Mack wants to drive against Samuelson in the lane. The jump shot finds Wilson on the right side in the corner. And Christensen, quick to get that basketball. It was headed out of bounds. It would have been off the T-Jacks. 41-4 Sandpoint with their first lead, 40 for King Cove. And 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Here's Christensen from behind Smith. Box that shot as he was going up and pulls it in. Now Mack will pull up his shot. No. Webster offensive board out to Wilson.
That's great defense from Ian Samuelson. Got a paw on that ball and made Mack change the shot in midair.
And Gold trying to save it there as he saw that pass coming. Good effort by Gary, but will be out of bounds to Sandpoint. Now in the ball game, two Connor Samuelson checked in, as does Severian. So Graydon having a good ball game, the Unsala too. 9 points in the game right here. Out of bounds it goes.
Well, and that was Webster firing too high, oh, and Ortega not able to bring it down. And that was just one of those. Oh.
Yep. Oops, a little bit too much adrenaline.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Just about anyone would have had trouble handling that pass.
Oh, no. It was
high
rifled.
And, yeah.
Yeah. It had some steam coming off of it. It was going through the air. Here's Severian. No.
They gave it right back.
Graydon, yeah. I don't know. He saw Samuelson, Connor Samuelson over there, but I think just a over the head pass might have worked. Instead, he jumps up to do it, and sort of a similar pass in that. Too much on it, and Connor wasn't going to grab it. It was a tough angle at that point. He thought maybe he's going for the shot there. As here's Colton Mack in the corner. Webster back to Mack. Now he finds Wilson down on the block, and Wilson can't quite get that, and it's Mack. Oh, my.
Oh, a jump ball?
No. He calls a foul on Mack. Mack took it away from Larson like Larson had tied him up and went to the floor with it, and I thought, if anything, either a held ball or maybe a travel on Mack. I don't know, but
not a foul.
Not a foul, no. Mack timed his leap, came through there.
That's four on Mack.
Yeah. 3:04 to go in the ball game, and Mack picks up number four. Samuelson tries to take advantage by shooting a three over him. And the rebound in there, still is trying to get it. Connor Samuelson off of his hands is, boy, who was that that slipped in there? Oh, it was Ortega.
Yeah.
That slipped in there and caused it to happen.
Wilson was right there the whole time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Wilson wouldn't let him get a handle on it.
I think Wilson actually had it for a second.
He did.
The ball was just bobbled between three or four players.
Yeah, and it was Ortega to come across, get his hands on it. That's when Connor was just grabbing it as it spurted out of his hands with the momentum, bringing it away from Ortega. This is Colton in the lane. The kick out. The three on the way. Ortega's shot doesn't go. Rebound to Severian. Now Carl Smith back, and Severian tries another one of those.
He should have just went up for it. Oh, man.
Mack was on the sideline to steer right here behind Coach Newman.
But an opportunity for Severian coming into the lane.
God,
it actually opened up. It parted as he cut into the lane and would have had the layup, but didn't even look at the hoop.
No, instead he actually turned away from the hoop and towards his teammate. So it wasn't going to be a no-look pass or anything. It was saying, I'm going to hand it off to you, okay? And everybody saw that. Here on the floor, Christensen loses his footing into the hands of Sandpoint. 41-40 still. 2:09 to go now. And Mack, crossover dribble comes back to Carl Smith. Now to Ortega. Ortega kicks it out to Webster. As a scrambling defense of the T-Jacks trying to take away every three-point opportunity by this Sandpoint team. Now here's Mack down to Smith. Here's a three try by Smith. Off the mark there and pulled down by Connor Samuelson.
And now a quick timeout out here for King Cove. And that's a good one, actually.
That is.
Come up empty on several possessions in a row. Full timeout on the floor.
1:44 on the clock and a 41-40 game. As Austin Roof back in the studio said, this is the final game of the of the basketball season. Got to wait till next year for more here on KSDP, but we're getting your money's worth today. 1A state championship and the fourth place game. These two teams coming in after winning their opening round games. Sandpoint, we watched, did that one. It was a beautiful ball game there. They came back against Heidelberg and snatched the victory away from them. 71-60 in that one. And then for King Cove, they had Klawak, the two-time defending champs about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They had their run, but took them out as they come into this one. Was that the official 149 game for King Cove?
Yeah, that was the overtime.
Right, the overtime game back there. So they both had exciting games coming in. They lost in that opening round Nanilchik taking out the
And Nanilchik playing for the championship. On the other side, Sandpoint lost to Novacek, which was right there on the verge.
Yep. So both of them. Championship basketball here in a 41-40 score. Sandpoint still on top. Here's Gold. That was designed. Harry, as Ian brought it all the way around, dropped it off. That's what they wanted to do. It worked.
Executed perfectly.
Now with 1:16 on the clock, Sandpoint with the basketball, but down by two. Their one-point lead lasted for a long time, time-wise. But no one took a shot in there. And on the floor, Gold saves the rebound out to Christensen. Under a minute to go now. And look at Coach Newman. Come on, keep it out. Spread it out, guys. Spread it out. Christensen to Samuelson. Back to Christensen. And Ryder Gunderson coming out, fouls Christensen. Not many fouls in the ball game, and that's only the third team foul, or the fifth team foul on Sandpoint. As here's Gary Gold back to Severian, and Ortega fouls Severian. Now the sixth team foul, so one more sends him to the line. It'll be Christensen to inbound the basketball as he comes into Severian. And Graydon will go to the line for a one and a bonus. So Ryder, Coach Sargent over here, calling Ryder over real quickly. It's like, okay, yes, you can't foul him, okay? And you got the foul, don't worry. And that's only his second. And Webster checks in for Ryder. So a couple things there, too. Webster coming in more of the shooter than Ryder. Ryder, you know, tough inside, good defender. Has the ball missed on the shot there by Severian. So the front end drops in the hands of Sandpoint. And Colton Mack crosses the timeline with it. 27 seconds on the clock. Gets a screen from Wilson. Fires for three from way out there.
Oh, man.
And Connor Samuelson with the rebound. Back it comes to Samuelson. Ian, Smith was going to go for the steal, and Smith fouls Severian again. 10 seconds on the clock. I thought Smith was going to go for that steal. He saw it in time maybe to try, but he knew if he didn't, he was going to give up a sure layup in a 43-41 game. I think that was going through his mind right there. I better not. Smart move.
Yep.
Gives him a chance. Graydon's going to come out of this timeout. Severian will have a 1-1. And for Coach Sargent over here, too, he's saying, hey, just gives the referee a heads up. If this happens, this is what I want to do. Will you be watching for that? My boys are going to call a timeout if there's a miss and we get possession.
Yep.
Or my boys are going to do
smart move there. And I just can't believe that these guys got to close out the season here in the state tournament. And
in a 43-41 ball game.
Oh, man.
Gold's three-pointer right now, the difference. Well, and remember, Gold's two-pointer against Minto yesterday, difference.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Ian Samuelson,
the heave from half court that if it would have even drew iron, wouldn't have happened.
Even a breath
and
iron.
The tip in right there at the last second.
Yeah. Gold caught it like a catcher. In fact, he was kind of in the squatting position. It's like, wow, it's right here.
Here we go.
Yeah, Gold was all tensed up, ready for the rebound. Instead, right in his lap. As here is Severian at the line, the 1-1. Hits the first one. It's a 3-point ball game. Graydon with one more.
Yeah, nothing to it here at the foul line, huh?
Severian.
Oh, we're going to get a big one here.
44-41. 44-41. It stays. Timeout. And Colton Mack with a rebound, 10 seconds on the clock.
That conversation took 0.6 off the clock.
Yep.
Length of the floor to go here. That's what you got to do. Lots of time, 10 seconds on the clock. That gives you enough to just really inbound the ball and bring it up.
Right.
But then you get that
immediate,
yeah, and then the immediate screen plays here. You can see everyone just, I don't want to see someone clear out and settle for this wide open right here. Just walk it up and go for the three. Get someone off the screen. You got shooters out there.
Well, and Colton last time, you know, they were quick to shoot that three, and that was off the dribble for him, which not a bad shot, but you just put Webster in two, and you had Ortega, Smith all hitting the shots there, you know, and Evan in fact too, but
we're with you, Coach. Jeez.
Oh, boy. So here is Ortega to inbound. Comes into Mac. Mac hustling it up court. Has Samuelson in front of him. Now he kicks it out. Here's Smith in the corner. That one long. Rebound underneath. Wilson ties
Connor
it up.
Connor had it. Connor Samuelson was the one that got the board for Team Cove. Tied up. Jump ball for the C-Jack. Just 1.8 left.
So they got a look, and it was a good one from Smith. Just sailed on him a bit. Connor Samuelson with the rebound tied up by Wilson, but the possession arrow goes to the control T-Jack, and the T-Jack win it here. 44-41 will be the final. Championship-style basketball at the 1A state championships. What more would you expect? Nothing better than these type of games. And it's King Cove with fourth place. Sandpoint will be the sixth place finisher here at the 2016 state tournament. The King Cove T-Jacks 44, the Sandpoint Eagles 41. We're going to take about a 60-second timeout here. We'll be back with our post-game stats and our wrap-up for the 2016 season.
Oh, man, it does not get any closer than that. Congratulations, King Cove. You got yourself fourth place this year. Sandpoint walking away with six, and man, both teams walking away with bragging rights on some of the best basketball we've seen from the Aleutians Eastboro in years. Well, great job, both of these teams. That was just such a great game of basketball. And once again, thank you to all of our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. GCI and Telalaska, WazTech Electronics, Schuman Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint. Also, thank you so much to Penn Air and Eider Air for making these broadcasts a reality. Again, people, without these sponsors, this would not be possible. And without you, the listener, these wouldn't be possible. So stay tuned. We got the wrap-up coming up here in just about 10 seconds. Thank you so much for the 2016 basketball tournament. It's surreal every time these end, but thank you for being with us every step of the way. Here's your wrap-up for the end of the game. Well, I hope it didn't lose the guys. We're waiting for the wrap-up here. We'll find out if it's going to come on. We may have lost them, but we have not heard any dial tone. So let's just wait a couple seconds. I'll play you a quick little song while we wait to see if the poems will come back to give us that end of the game wrap-up.
Dorty. When you look at the seniors here that's moving ahead here, is how about that? Both teams out on the court.
And you got to take that one. That is a great image to see there as they know. And I'm going to actually run into that.
Yeah, why don't you go get a picture of that? The Aleutian team representing your conference. They're both on the floor for pictures here. As Sandpoint, King Cove, the T-Jacks win it 44-41, but they know what kind of opponent Sandpoint is as they've traded blows all season long. When we look at the congratulations to the seniors there, only one on Sandpoint. That's Evan Wilson, the big guy, finishes his career at the state tournament, and so do three seniors for King Cove. It'll be Connor Samuelson, Robert Christensen, and Levi Larson, the seniors leaving the team. Look at what comes back. Right now, I'm gonna do a prediction for 2017. These two teams right here will be back here next year, and we will see some more great quality basketball. Sandpoint 41, King Cove 44. The victors in the fourth place game, Sandpoint sixth place, King Cove fourth place, but both teams, fantastic job here at the 1A State Championships. And fantastic job, too, for 8:30 a.m. KSDP. For Charles Pulliam, I'm Carl Pulliam. Wish you well, and we'll tune in for more basketball next year. Thanks a lot there, Austin.
Hey, thank you, Carl. It's always a pleasure. Have yourself a great rest of the year, all right, bud?
Yep, you bet.
All right. That is it, the end of the 2016 basketball season. And like I said, it's always kind of surreal and bittersweet when it comes to an end. It's just a marathon for everybody, and we love it so much. But great job to both our teams who represent our region so well this year and did such a fantastic job. I can't be prouder than Sandpoint and King Cove. And King Cove walking away with a win by 3 points, just like they've been doing it pretty much all season. So would you really have it any other way in terms of the closeness? I know every town wants their team to win, of course, but they both did great, and we're proud of every single one of them. Well, that does it again for the 2016 basketball season, but we'll go ahead and have some music coming your way. Why don't we go ahead and kick it off with something a little bit tropical, since spring is just around the way. How about a little bit of the Beach Boys? You're tuned into KSDP. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great weekend. Stick around. We got more great stuff coming your way.